Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanihira Tokowhenua. This is your Wātea News. Whānau and Tairāwhiti are again cleaning up after the tail end of Cyclone Fili lashed the area overnight with high winds and rain. Radio Ngā Tipiro station manager Erina Reedy says parts of State Highway 35 that were flooded 3 weeks ago were again underwater, and side roads were also closed down with slips, flooding and fallen trees. She says this time whānau had time to prepare and many to safer places, but it raises questions about the rohe's ability to deal with climate change.
Who's going to be paying for all the fix-ups? There's no bottomless pit of money there, or definitely not in our impoverished rohe, where majority are on benefits. Yeah, it's a dire situation, and it really worries me about what we're going to do about the future.
Erina Reedy says many homes will be red-stickered and Gisborne District Council is facing a bill of $17 million plus to fix the road damage. Ruapōtaka Marae in Glen Innes is to be rebuilt. Kaumātua Tautoko Witika says the seeds of the Mātā Waka Marae were planted in the 1950s by Rātana Whānau, but came to fruition in the 1980s through the efforts of then Auckland City Councillor Steve Kirkwood and others. He says it's outgrown the converted community hall used for the Wharenui, as well as the support buildings, which were prefabs brought over from Hatopetara College. There's to be a complete rebuild, as well as additional buildings, including a new wharekai, conference rooms, and a facility for the many Asian groups which use the marae. Mr. Witika says the marae is grateful for ongoing support for the rebuild from council, social service agencies, community and sports clubs, and the local Return Services Association.
We like to think Ruapōtaka is the 28 Māori Battalion marae because of the old 28 Māori Battalion used to be placed in Paemua. It's just a combination of all those things. But I'll be honest, it's just on a lot of karakia.
Tautoko Witika. The Bishop of Waitokerau expects higher than usual attendance at Easter observances because of the switch of COVID precautions down to the orange setting. Te Kito Pikahu has a full diary with not only Holy Week ceremonies, but also unveilings and other events. On Sunday, he's at Whangape for the centenary of the Church of the Holy Trinity.
That's happening because it falls on Easter Day, but right throughout Tautokerau, throughout the country, there are celebrations taking place. And thank God, too, that our last night, now that the restrictions some have been lifted in terms of gatherings, I expect you'll find more turning out now for the Easter services, observances, and the celebrations.
Bishop Te Kito Pikahu talking to Radio Wātea host Dale Husband. And that's your Wātea News.